Bue, Bueba, Hasu, Hasu, Masu, Masu. Yeah, can you tell I've been watching Los Matsan again? It's true. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm drinking tea, and I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Bue! Bueba! Yeah, I've been watching Los Matsan. Those are some of Jewish Matzu's catchphrases. And isn't that interesting? Sure it is. So anyway, what am I doing today? Not a whole heck of a lot of anything. But there's an interesting headline on TV you don't see very often. Crews clean fish from highway. You know, because of all the flooding. And speaking of flooding, I think the river's at flood stage here. Or very close enough to flood stage that all the riverside parks are flooding. How do I know this? I am watching the Weather Channel. I turned on the Weather Channel before I left my house. Why did I leave my house? Well, it's obviously a very nice day. I'm looking out the windows, and it's nice and clear, and it's pretty cool. I changed it to the Weather Channel to see what temperature it was. It's about 75 degrees now, but when I left a few minutes ago, it was slightly cooler. Where did I leap to? What did I go for? Where is this going? Well, this is the weird part. Listeners to yesterday's show will remember that I apparently received a package in the mail. But I didn't get the package. I got a slip telling me that I owed money on a package that I received, which is strange because I did not order anything. And it's from Black Cat, the fireworks company, which makes sense. I'm a fireworks guy, but the weird thing is I did not order anything. So the post office put a slip of paper in my post office box, I mean in my mailbox in my house here, saying that I owed $1.28 for a package that I did not order. So, okay. So that's what I did today. I went to the post office. I've already been there, and I've come back, and it's only noon local time, so I'm obviously winning. The funny thing is, you know, when I got outside driving around in my car, I thought, boy, it's such a nice day, I should go to Herrenhaven. And I was halfway to Herrenhaven when I realized, no, I'm not supposed to be going to Herrenhaven, I'm supposed to be going to the post office. So I didn't drive all that much out of my way, only about a quarter of a mile at most. But still, that's funny. And if you're wondering why we're not actually at Herrenhaven today, is it's way too windy. It's so windy, it's ridiculous out there. So anyway, I walked back into my house about 6 minutes ago. After returning from the post office. And I do have this package in front of me. It's sort of a plastic bag. And when I got home from the post office, I checked my mailbox, and I've got something from my lawyer. Which is really bizarre, because I was thinking about calling him this morning. Right before I left the house, I was thinking, I got to call my lawyer and ask him something. So we'll see what this is all about here in a minute. So, here I am. Apparently this was sent first class mail, this package. And it was sent, should have been sent with package rate. So that's why I ended up paying $1.28 for it. And it's something very floppy. This is not a rigid package. And if you heard some of my theories yesterday, you might be able to guess what it is. And that's what I think it is. And this did, in fact, come from Black Cat Fulfillment. 14140 Botts Road, Grandview, Missouri. Grandview, Missouri. That is the fireworks headquarters. Missouri is one of the greatest states in the United States just because they have the best fireworks laws. And so all the fireworks companies sort of base themselves in Missouri. la-di-da-di-da-di. So I'm happy. Funny thing is, I did not order anything from Black Cat or Black Cat Fulfillment. So let's open up the package. Tear it open. I reach inside. And look what I have. This is kind of what I suspected what it would be. Nothing else in the bag. There's a piece of paper in here that says gear. With the Black Cat logo. Yes, yes, yes. This is an invoice. Invoice number 75. For order number 79. Order date September 19th this year. Shipped to me, Tobe, at my address. But it was sold to Booper at his address. A new address for him that I've never seen before. In Westminster, Colorado. Okay, so this is exactly what I thought it was. Once I started thinking about it yesterday, if you'll remember me talking about it yesterday, I was reminded that a couple weeks ago, Booper sent me an email saying that he found some nice Black Cat t-shirts and that he was thinking about buying one. Well, apparently he bought me one too, because I'm holding in my hand one yellow large size Black Cat logo t-shirt, and it is beautiful, very nicely silkscreened. I'm not seeing any mistakes. I'm seeing perfect registration, perfect color registration, and it is wonderful. It is a bright yellow t-shirt. Oh, now my cat has to stand on it. Hi, Peppa. You want to come over and see the kitty t-shirt? And it's just the straight logo. It says Black Cat. It has the logo, and underneath is the catchphrase, Black Cat is the best you can get. And it's the exact perfect logo. And it's what? How many colors is this? Red, black, gray, white. Red, black, gray, white, green. This is a 5-color t-shirt. The cat is obviously black with gray highlights. Mouth parts are red, teeth are white, nose is red, the whiskers are gray, highlights are gray, and the eyes are yellow that are lined with green. Although there's something that vaguely looks a little odd about this. I can't quite put my finger on it. Is this not right? What is up? I don't know. There's something different about this logo than the other logos. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to get up, run downstairs, close the door behind me so the kitty can't come down in the basement, and we'll just walk over here to my workbench where we've got plenty of Black Cat logos just laying around. We'll just grab one here. What is this? This is a label from A Gross of Bottle Rockets. And we'll go back upstairs. Black Cat is the best you can get. And my fluffy cat is still sitting on my shirt. You're trying to get your kitty fluff all over my brand new shirt, and I haven't even worn it yet. Now, I'm comparing the logos. And it seemed like it was just a little bit too tall or something, but no, I guess that is right. I guess the thing that's throwing me off is I can see the lines in the teeth. And that's what's throwing me off. That's what looks a little bit weird. Because some of the lines are double. That does seem a little odd. But, you know, whatever. Okay, no, get off of it. Stop walking on my new shirt. Since I don't want cat fluff all over this, I'm now going to take it upstairs. And take it upstairs, going all the way upstairs into the bedroom, and we'll put the shirt here in the closet where the cat can't stand on it. That's a good baby. So now we'll head back down and see what I got from my lawyer. So I'm a little bit angry at the Black Cat Fulfillment Center for not knowing how to ship their own stuff. And as I get down here, the lawn guy is here. So now you will hear lawnmower noises in the background. And now my cat's running around freaking out because the lawn guys are here. And we do not like the loud lawnmower noises because we are a kitty. And of course today they're starting in the backyard, closest to the door, getting loud. So I will drink tea. I gotta remember to email Booper later to tell him I got the shirt. Now, we gotta get off the Weather Channel here. It just occurred to me, am I missing a game? Is there football on today? Is there any Monday games? I didn't remember there being any. Yeah, no, I'm not seeing any. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. Okay, so where were we? Oh, yeah. My lawyer. I got a big fat envelope from my lawyer here. I hope it's not what I think it is. And what I think it is something that says that your case has been resolved and you no longer need us as your lawyer. And blah, blah, blah. Which would kind of be a good thing, because that would mean that there's money involved. Money for me. Oh, jeez, that's a huge wad of papers. Good Lord. It must be 10 pieces of paper in here. Okay, what the hell is this? I gotta spend time unfolding it just to read it. Okay, dated 2 or 3 days ago, Friday, I think. Dear Tobe, as you know, you contacted this office on or around November 27th of last year. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah, this is some kind of thing. And I gotta, oh boy, what is this? Here's copies of a bunch of stuff. And this is saying that there are somebody else already sent me letters and blah, blah, blah. I have not gotten a letter from, okay. So this is a huge problem already. And here, oh god damn it. Okay, so this is the first I'm hearing of all this, and now I'm kind of kicking myself. Oh, I should have called my lawyer last week, but I didn't think of it last week. This is a problem. Okay, so great. This means I gotta be on the phone all day today, trying to contact a bunch of monkeys. And I really have no interest in trying to talk to monkeys all day. Oh, stupid lawyer stuff. So dumb. Anyway, in other news, my kitchen stinks. Went up there this morning and what is that terrible smell? What is that god-awful smell? And it's not the trash, it must be the sink. So now I gotta de-stink the sink. And normally the way to do that is to grind up citrus fruit peels. I do not have any citrus fruits on me, but yesterday my dad took me to Abelardo's and we had yummy tacos. And I should have brought back some of those used lime wedges to run down my sink, but now I don't have any. What am I going to do? So you know what I'm thinking? thinking we need to go up there. Yeah, see, I can smell it from here, and I'm not even up the stairs yet. Hi, Pippa. Yeah, the lawnmower guys are gone. It doesn't take them very long. Stick my nose in the sink. Actually, it's not all that bad. Smell the trash. Not the trash. Smell this other trash. Not the trash. Okay. It's the sink. So what's the plan here? What do I usually do in a situation like this? Well, first what we do is we dump some soap, some lemon-scented dish soap into the sink and into this bowl and into this cup. Then we fill all these things up with water. This is the tobe trick. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking tobe. I think that you're supposed to put baking soda down your sink. And yeah, that's what I think too. Unfortunately, I don't have any baking soda. At least I don't think I do. Let's double check. I had some for the longest time sitting in my refrigerator or my freezer or somewhere. Oh, and here comes Pippa. She hears the water running, so she thinks, oh, it's time for doing kitty stuff. Can you hear that? That's my cat yanging. I'm looking in my freezer and in my refrigerator, and no, I do not have any baking soda. Oh, what is it, Pippa? What is it? You want some kitty water? Yeah, Pippa wants kitty water, but we're going to have to do that in a minute. Because now, it's time to run the disposer. And now we start dumping the soapy water down in here. And let that thing run while it's grinding on the soapy water. And then we rinse the ambient soap down in there. And we let it go. And we kill the disposer. And now we gotta rinse some of these things out. Because now they're all soapy. And this is gonna be a pain.
Well, what is it, baby? Do you want some kitty water? What is it that you want?
Yeah.
Are you a baby? Here, okay, I'll get you some kitty water.
So we dump the old kitty water into the sink. Get some new kitty water going here.
Put this down. There.
There's some kitty water for you. It's all about the kitty water. So now I'm just going to rinse out some of these vessels that are now all soapy. Because I don't want any soap in the measuring cup. Everything else can be soapy, I don't really care. Just not the measuring cup, because this is what I use to fill up the kitty bowl downstairs, and we don't want to get soap in the kitty water. There.
Is that yummy kitty water, Pippa? You like that?
Is it so delicious?
Yes, kitties think it's so delicious. Now, the other thing I need to do is light some incense up there to get rid of that hydrogen sulfide smell. So I'm back down here in my living room, which is not really my living room. It's my TV room. We'll grab one of these DOP sticks. Break it in half. And where's my fire maker? Where's the little machine that makes fire? I think it's in this room. So we'll go in here. Yes, here is the fire machine. The magic fire making machine. Go out of the office. Back up the stairs. And we'll go over here to where I have this little incense burner. And we can... Oh, hi, Pippa. Did you enjoy the kitty water?
Yeah, I'm around to you too. You're such a good baby. Somebody says broom brown. I'm the kitty brooms. Broom brown.
All right. So, get out the fire making machine. Open it up. Create fire. Burn, burn, burn. Burn the incense. Ignite it. Catch it on fire, because we like the fire. Make sure this is burning well. Turn off the fire making machine. Now, is this incense going good? I think it is. I'll blow it out. Oh, and look at it smoke. Oh, such fragrant smoke. Yay! It's blowing the wrong way. Blow into the kitchen, where it's stinky. Maybe I should just... Oh, that's not a good idea. That just knocked the incense over. There we go. We're just going to leave it. We're going to leave it to do its job. And I can hear blue jays freaking out in my backyard. Yep, there's a blue jay in the bird bath. Where's the other one? I don't know. That reminds me of something I forgot to mention the other day. I came up here to get tea at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2:30. And there was a bunch of dragonflies flying around in my backyard. And, you know, they fly around all zippy and quick, and I couldn't tell how many there were. But, you know, we're talking at least half a dozen, if not like 8. It was really wild. They were just buzzing around, and they did that for at least a half an hour, 45 minutes. I don't know where they came from. I don't know why they were hanging out in my backyard. But they were zipping around, and I watched them for the longest time. I guess they were feeding on bugs or something in my backyard, which is great. That's what I want them to do, eat bugs. So that's fun. And then they were gone. And then yesterday, at about the same time, I saw more bugs flying around, and I looked out there, and I thought it was, you know, my dragonflies again or something, but no, it was... cicada killers, you know, those big waspy looking dudes. There was like 4 of them just buzzing around doing weird stuff. So yeah, I've had a lot of weird bug action in my backyard lately. I do love to drink tea. It's so yummy. I'm drinking iced tea today, because now I'm all hot, and I kind of was earlier. It was weird, because it was nice and cool when I drove to the post office, but then, you know, I had to go into the post office, which meant my car had to stay outside and bake in the sun for the 10 minutes that I had to stand in line at the post office, although I don't even think it was that long. But so when I came out of the post office and got in my car... It was nice and hot. And here's the bad news. My air conditioning in my car crapped out again a few days ago. And that really annoys me, because didn't I just get that fixed this spring? Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember. So, today's going to be a nice stressful day. It looks like I'm going to have to go to the bank. Blah, blah, blah. Not excited about that. Not one bit. If you hear me playing my instrument, you might be wondering, hey, Tobe, where are you with the rest of your instruments? What's the update? Where are we with that? Well, I kind of don't know. My dad came over yesterday, and, you know, as I mentioned, we went out to get some tacos, and I showed him the neck that I'm working on and the problem that I have and why I wasn't able to complete it, and he said, well, let me take it. So I don't know what this means. Apparently he's going to do something and finish it for me, or do, I don't know what's happening. So I do not know what the status of my other instruments are, specifically the cigar box guitar that I'm building. And so, no progress has been made, and that's why I'm sitting around here playing the three-string fretless golden fruitcake tin sitar thingy. Yeah, isn't that fun? I'm sure enjoying it. I'm glad I built this thing because I love playing it. And I'd love to tell you even more about it. But we have run out of time. So I shall tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of everything. I wish. All right, gotta run. Gotta go call my lawyer. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.